Yo Pods, check out Meet Mitch and Leewood for award-winning barbecue, outstanding atmosphere, and your destination to watch all your favorite March Madness action. Tailgating for opening day? Place your order online and pick up on way to the game. Meet Mitch Barbecue, East 95th and Mission in Ranch Martin or Shopping Center.
Welcome back. You're on the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Soren Petro with you, and time to kind of put a wrap on the season with the general manager. Maybe his busiest time of the year actually going on right now. So we very much appreciate speaking with Brett Veach, the general manager of the Kansas City Chiefs. He's on our Sprint guest line. Brett, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Soren, great to be here. Before we start, I do want to address something that I know everyone is concerned and asking about. And that is, yes, I did see the tweet of Pat Mahomes playing basketball, and we did address it. And as soon as I saw it, probably took me 2 seconds to call his agent and to tell him that was a big no-no. So I think the kingdom can rest assured that we have that under control. No more basketball for Pat.
All right. So was it the vicious spin move that you said, wow, if that goes wrong, boy, the ligaments go. I mean, that is usually standard operation. There are things players can and can't do in a contract. so that was a no-no?
Yeah, that was a no-no. And that's the thing, like, with Pat, everything he does is, like, so competitive. So, you know, him just picking up a ball. Yeah, he actually was in the office yesterday. We were joking about it, and you know, he was just shooting around. Then all of a sudden, it turns into a spin move and juking guys out. And he doesn't have that filter in his mind to kind of just have fun and not take everything so competitively. But again, we were able to nip that in the bud, and we feel good about the plan of no basketball with Pat moving forward.
All right, I like that. I like that. That's good to know. He is a precious commodity in this market. I know you guys have to be thrilled. I'm not going to spend a lot of time. There have been a lot of victory laps. You guys should take many, many victory laps, and I know you are really kind of it's an organizational approach. You would never take all the credit, but from the people I've spoken to, you were really the tip of the spear on going down and getting that thing done deciding he was the guy to entrust this franchise, and man, did you guys hit a home run. So congratulations to you and all your staff. That MVP award, he's done such a great job off the field as well. I tell people in other towns, they're like, how good is he? I said, he's better than you think, because the off the field side is just so unbelievable. So congratulations on that, and congrats on the season too as well, Brad. It's no joke hosting the AFC Championship game, winning a home playoff game. I know there's still boxes to check. And actually, I was using that term before Sean McVay used it up at the pep rally for the Rams. I know there's still boxes to check for you guys here in town, but you checked a lot of them this year. And so congratulations on a great season all around, from scouting all the way through the production on the field. You guys had a great year, and I'm sure it feels pretty good right now, now that you get away from that initial loss, the sting of the initial loss, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy how quick you get over it after the New England game. Certainly sick to my stomach and extremely disappointed that we weren't able to bring that Lamar Hunt trophy home. And I kind of said to my personnel staff when we got back the next day, I can't even imagine watching the Super Bowl. There's no way I'm going to watch it. And then Super Bowl comes around and I didn't miss one play. And now we're just, our scouts are in here now. We're in the, I think we're 7 days into a 16-day process, and we're already re-energized and recharged and ready to go and hopefully finish this thing off next year.
Okay, I want to move quickly through a number of topics because I know your time is limited, so I want to get to as many things as we can. Let's talk first about the future of a couple of your veterans. Big cap numbers for Justin Houston and for Eric Berry. How would you characterize where things sit with them and their future here?
Yeah, well, certainly we made a staff change on the defensive side, and Coach Spagnuolo has just gotten here a few days ago. I think Monday was his first day in office. So I think the first process right now, and the cool thing is with having a new staff member as a coordinator, is Steve is actually in there cranking tape as we speak, and he's going to put a fresh set of eyes on everything he sees, and certainly we'll have some schematic changes to our defense. And he'll do so without any kind of interjection from me or my staff, and it's going to be a pure evaluation from him. And then once Steve gets through his assessment of what he thinks, we'll certainly come in and kind of share our thoughts and opinions with him, and then factor in all the, contract stuff, money stuff, what we have, what we can do, and kind of see, where we need to be and what plan of action would be best. So You know, that's going to happen here in the next week or two before we get to the combine. But we have some tough decisions to make. We know that. But we also feel really good about some young guys we have, and certainly having a first-round pick and two twos and a three. Can't remember last time we had picks in all three rounds, first three rounds, so that's exciting. But again, we have enough maneuverability within the cap to do some certain things, and we're excited about our plan moving forward and looking forward to attacking the offseason and this draft.
Do you have enough maneuverability, and would it be something you'd want to accomplish, and that's look over the horizon with Chris Jones and Tyreek Hill? If we were to say, okay, what are the big decisions coming next year, would be those two. Is that something you'd like to get to where you're getting ahead of where you sit? We'll get to D4 in a second, where you've got a choice to make with him. Would you consider getting Chris Jones and Tyreek Hill extended a priority this offseason?
Yeah, I think that we'll certainly have discussions with them and their representation. I think it's good business to see if we can get something done earlier than later. Certainly both those players have done a fantastic job for us. Both players are Pro Bowlers, and I know Chris didn't make it, but he certainly deserved to make it. Very hard to find interior pass rushers, and we certainly think Chris is just scratching the surface, and the same thing with Tyreek. So we're going to be active to retain players that we've drafted and cultivated, and I expect them to be a part of our future moving forward.
How about D Ford? He had kind of a prove it season, and in a lot of ways he did prove it, having his best season as a Kansas City Chief. Do you anticipate getting him signed or franchising him? Where do things stand with D Ford?
Yeah, and I think D will go back into that conversation with Coach Spagnuolo, that when we go through there and we see, you know, how we're structured for his scheme and the different things that he can do, that will factor into this decision. I think we have some time here, though, and I don't think we're going to rush to make any decisions. We're going to kind of go through every single option. There's a lot of options in regards to, you know, what the plan could be with the potential free agents that are out there in different positions, what we have in regards to draft equity. Also, this time of year, Seren, you know how this thing works. There's the trade stuff will start picking up, and you get to the combine. There's a lot of information, a lot of dialogue shared. So there are tough decisions, and that's because, you know, he's a good football player, and that's a good problem to have. And we'll work through all those questions with Steve and Coach Reed. And, by the time we get to the free agency period, we'll be all set to go with the plan.
I know you mentioned the staff change and Steve Spagnuolo coming in, a guy who plays a 4-3. I know there's been a hybridization. I don't even know if that's a word, but I keep using it, between the 3-4 and the 4-3 and every different philosophy and scheme that's out there. When you look at your roster, it would seem that there's a likely chance that a lot more 4-3 stuff is going to be employed. Do you like how the defensive personnel lines up? I know Anthony Hitchens came from a 4-3 before he got to you. There are guys, I think Dorian O'Daniel looks like a 4-3 linebacker, maybe an every down 4-3 weak side linebacker. Do you like how your personnel shapes up if there is more 4-3 in the future?
Yeah, I would agree. I'd agree with that. Certainly Anthony had success playing in a 4-3 scheme in Dallas, and Dorian and Breland speaks to both those guys are kind of tailor-made. Dorian as a 4-3 will and Breland as a close side end in a four-man front. So, going back to kind of why we brought these guys in here, we brought guys in here a year ago because we thought they were scheme versatile and they can, you know, do different things in different schemes. It just so happens that this scheme is probably even more suited to their strengths. So, we certainly do feel like those guys are going to really have a chance to excel and grow and develop under Steve's watch and tutelage. And then guys like Chris and Derek Nandi should be guys continue to do exactly what they did last year, and that's just go out there and be consistent and make plays every game.
I know the priority is always to keep your own first. You've got a number of guys, a number of starters, frontline players, Mitch Morris, Anthony Sherman, Spencer Ware, Chris Conley, on the offensive side of the ball. We mentioned Ford, but Alan Bailey, Steven Nelson on the defensive side of the ball. How do you think you sit cap-wise? You mentioned some tough decisions. Maybe it's cap-wise, and can you go out and be aggressive again and maybe adding some guys outside the roster?
Yeah, I think we can do both. All those players that you mentioned, we'd like to have them all back. The reality of it is just it won't work like that. A lot of these guys, they got to their contract year and they played and they had success. And, it's only natural for them to to see what their true market value is, and we certainly understand that. Doesn't mean we don't want them. Doesn't mean we won't try to get them back. But, you know, can't pay everyone top market, and you got to be selective in how you put this roster together. So we're going to certainly monitor all of our guys that are free agents, because we think all these guys are tremendous players and tremendous teammates in the locker room. I'd like to sit here and say we'd get them all back, but that won't be the case. We'll have a certain amount of cap equity to use. And again, I think once we get together with Andy and with Steve and Eric Bieniemy, we'll kind of lay out some different scenarios. Always like to have two or three different scenarios in regards to what if, you know, in regards to, you know, moving pieces. And at the end of the day, we'll work through the scenario sheets and hopefully come up with the best one for our team.
Do you have a direction, and do you know where things sit health-wise with Eric Berry?
Yeah, so, you know, with Eric, we were certainly, you know, no one, backtracking on Eric, no one, obviously, it's well-documented and well-said, but no one is as competitive as Eric Berry, and no one was dying to be out there every single game this week than Eric Berry. So it was certainly encouraging for us to get him a full week's worth of practice before the New England game, and it was very encouraging for Eric to play that game and come out in good order. You know, after the season, these guys will get with the trainers. All these guys have their own kind of specialists throughout the country, and, you know, once we compile all the information with Eric, we'll sit down and lay out a plan for him moving forward, and you know, as we move along, I'm sure Coach Reed and Rick Burkholder will be able to kind of update you on their plan, but, you know, we're certainly looking forward to you know, to have an Eric and out there leading the defense and doing his thing.
Is that to say there was a feeling that surgery was imminent, that it was just trying to get something, you know, he was trying to give as much as he could coming into the postseason, but surgery was looming and was imminent. Is that inaccurate?
Yeah, so I hate to play the doctor role, and
yeah,
that's kind of risky.
I understand.
Yeah. But I would say, listen, you know, again, they have a ton of information they're looking through right now, and you know, we got a great trainer, and like I said, you know, Eric's been here. We've been here since 2013. We've been with Eric for 6 years now, so there's a lot of dialogue, a lot of trust, a lot of communication with him. So, you know, as we move forward here, we'll be able to kind of lay this thing out and be confident in our plan moving forward.
Okay, looking back, I know the organization made the right decision. Some people would say the only decision, but I don't think that was the case at all. But made the decision to move on from Kareem Hunt. As you look back on Kareem Hunt's time, and you know, bringing him in, is there anything you look back and say, hey, as an organization, we should have seen this coming. There's something else we could have done.
Yeah, I think with every player, you're always gonna always go back, and whether it's a character deal, a performance issue, a locker room fit, you're always going to go back and self-evaluate, you know, if something didn't work out. You know, with Kareem, it was certainly unfortunate. He was a guy that we did a lot of work on, and you know, we knew where he came from, and we also knew that, you know, he's a kid with a good heart, and he's a good person. Certainly unfortunate, the series of events that happened. We had to make a tough decision, and we feel obviously we made the right decision. And, you know, right now we just hope that Kareem is on his path to getting things right in his life, and certainly look forward to him getting back on track.
The one big question that's out there in free agency is Dee Ford. I know you talked about him working with Steve Spagnuolo. Can you just talk about what kind of progress he did make this year, where he came as a player this year, and how that maybe makes your decision easier or more difficult?
Well, I mean, listen, with Dee, I think we've all seen this since the time he got here. I mean, Dee's always been able to bring speed off the edge and to pressure the quarterback. I mean, that's been here since day one. I think he's developed as a student of the game over the years. I think he was able to stay healthy, and that's a big deal. I mean, he had a couple of back surgeries over the course of his career, came into camp in phenomenal shape, worked hard in the off season, and it really translated. But, you know, again, it's hard to find guys that can rush the passer at the level he does. You know, they're a premium in this league, and I just think the natural maturation process, along with being able to stay healthy this season and just learn and grow as a player really, really paid dividends. And, you know, he had a fantastic year, and he's a really good player. And, you know, look forward to getting with Steve and kind of drawing up a game plan for D.
All right, last question before I give you my final four, and that's the decision to go all defense last year. Of course, one of those players got moved to the offensive side. It's clear that McKenzie kind of served an apprenticeship role in learning the offensive side, and we'll see what he can do when you guys get to at least mini camp and then on into St. Joe and how he factors in on the offensive side of the ball. You know, statistically speaking, you were clearly much better offensively than defensively. A lot of people say, hey, that's what you got to do again. You got to go throw all defensive numbers. Do you have to be careful about not addressing and getting some youth in on the offensive side of the ball in back-to-back years?
No question. I don't think you ever, you know, I think you just want to continue to add good football players. And you know, I don't think our intent was, oh, we're going to draft all defensive players last year. I think, you know, we got to situations throughout the course of the draft where we found good football players that were versatile, and we took them. And look, if there was an offensive player last year that we liked or we had valued higher, we would have taken those guys. I think we're always going to be a team that strives to draft best player available. And again, if the grade discrepancies are so close, yeah, it will certainly lead to or lend itself to filling in a draft need. But certainly don't ever want to give up a first-round wideout for, you know, a fifth-round defensive player. We're going to keep the draft board in that order. And I don't think that we're going to be going into this process with the mindset of only defense. I mean, we're going to draft the best player available to continue to add talent and bring playmakers to Arrowhead on Sunday.
We're talking to Brett Veach, general manager of the Kansas City Chiefs. Brett, final four quickies for you. I'll start you with this. Do you shovel, snow blow, or pay to get your driveway cleared?
So I shovel, and I need to buy a snow blower. My wife has been on me. I don't know why I haven't. Coming from PA, we've gotten a ton of snow, but I never had a snow blower growing up. So it's like one of those things where it's just kind of what I've known growing up. My dad used to make me and my brother shovel the snow.
Yep,
so
yep.
I've got into that mindset. But the problem is now I leave so dang early that I leave my wife with a messy driveway. So I'm actually calling the neighbors to help us out. So I got to get one of those snow blowers. Actually, I might buy one today.
As a fat old man with a bad back, invest in the snow blower. Let me just
give you
some old man advice for a young guy there. All right. You like or dislike being the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl?
I like it. I love it. You know, I think it's exciting. You know, we have a bullet on our back, and we want to bring everyone's A game. And, you know, I think that's going to keep us sharp this offseason. There's a lot of expectations, and you know, we welcome that. And, you know, I think it motivates us all to know that every week we're going to get a team's A game. And we're not going to surprise anybody this year. There's going to be a lot of national televised games. We welcome that. It's great for our fans. It's great for the Kansas City. And look forward to a lot of primetime games and getting everyone's best effort.
More productive at your job, Senior Bowl or Combine?
You mean where do I get the most out of?
Yeah.
Well, that's a great question. I would say the Senior Bowl because you get to see the guys in a natural element with the pads on, moving around and being who they are. Sometimes the Combine turns into, you know, a track meet, and sometimes you get too obsessed with just pure numbers in regards to what they can do. But I would say the Senior Bowl.
All right, and finally, most importantly, on a cold, snowy, windy, bad weather day, I think this one would maybe come up from time to time. Who's got the best parking spot at the facility?
Best parking spot at the facility would be Ted Cruz. Yeah, Ted. He has Coach Reed and I have to park behind him. He kind of runs this whole show here. So I guess it's because he's been here for so dang long. But Ted Cruz, you know, I think it's like Clark and then Ted Cruz.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Ted Cruz. By the way, those who don't know, Ted is the head of PR for the Kansas City Chiefs. So, yeah. Well, good. Great. That's good to know. It's good to know how the food chain works there. Brett, thanks so much for the time. We really appreciate it. We'll let you get back to work.
All right, Soren, thanks. Look forward to seeing you here and talking some horses soon.